This week is the beginning of, we know it's the beginning of Shoivavim.
My grandfather's
Shoivavim. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, I forgot. The sponsor this week, you see what Yaakov started here. The sponsor this week is Rabbi Shon, and it's...
Avram
Yitzchok
Ben
Yaakov. So this is the first week that we have Shoivavim. Parsha Shmos is the beginning of Shoivavim. So Shoivavim, you know, Shmos is a, for Shmos, the Eira, Boy, Bishal. So it became an Inyan to Chazar Hilchas Nida by Shoivavim. Why? Really has nothing to do with, actually, this farm bring down, that it really is, it's a time for tshuva on Shifa Zera Levatala, actually. It's rather like the Shlo, another Kabbalah's farm. 1800s, and the Maisa, you know, any excuse that we have to Chazer Hilchas Nida, somehow we figured out to squeeze in Hilchas Nida there somehow. So it became an Inyan to Chazer Hilchas Nida, which is a good thing anyway. So let's get into a few sugyas, you know, a few sugyas that have to do with Hilchas Nida. So just the beginning in Parshas Vayikra, the pasuk says, "V'isha kisia." This is a parak tezvav. Pasuk Yates, Yisha Kisiya Zava Damiya Zayv Bifsara. She has a flow of dam. Shivas Yom Tev Nidasa. Panagia Bayid Mada Arev. Anybody who touches her is tummy until the evening. And it goes through the whole, it goes through, you know, a few psukim of the parasha of Hilchas Nida. Inyan of Nida. So, first thing that we know, that first thing that you come across in Hilchas Nida is that we know that a nida only becomes a nida midaraisa if she has a hargosha. If she has to have some sort of feeling of the dam coming out. So, you know, it's three different ways. One way is disputed whether it's considered hargosha or not. But where's the makar that in order for an isha to become a nida midaraisa, it has to be with hargosha? Now, we learned that it has to be hargosha, but where's the makar? So, and the Gemara Nida Daf and Zayin Mudeis, the Gemara brings Shmuel. Amar Shmuel says, "Batka karka ayla." If let's say Isha, she looks at the ground before she sits down, and she sees that the ground is clean, v'yashva ala, then she sits on it, umatza dam ala, and then she finds dam. She gets up, oh, look, there's dam there. So Shmuel says, "Tahira, she's tar." Why is she tar? Shanema, the pasuk says, "Bivsara." Pasuk, Isha kisiya zavadam yeh zayva bivsara, you just read, ad shetargish bivsara. She has to feel it with her basar. She has to feel it. It can't just be that it's circumstantial evidence that it's from her. It has to be that she actually feels the dam coming out, and that's what the pasuk is saying is tumas nida. Okay.
What is the word that
the
chavush is saying?
Bivsara. Feels it. Bivsara. The Isha Kisiya Zavadam Yazaiva Bivsara. Shmuel darshins that Bivsara means Achetargish Bivsara. Until she has a hargosha, until she feels the basa. Okay, so that's the Gemara Dachman Zayma base. Now, the Kasama base, the Mishnah brings a story. This is really a Mishnah that's talking about Ksamim, which we'll get to also hopefully a little later. But here's a story like this. Maisa b'isha achash shabas of Rabbi Akiva. A lady came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Amr Allah, she said to him, Ra'isi kesem. I saw a kesem. Amr Allah, shema maka haisabach. Maybe you had a maka. Maybe you have a sore inside of you, and that's what's causing the dam. Amr Allah, she said, hey, yeah, I had a maka. V'chiyasa, but it got better. Right? It became, Amr Allah, so it got a scab. Maybe the scab is able to, you know, come off. Maybe, you know, some scabs are, if you take off the scab, it'll be down. So she said, oh, maybe that's the case. So she said, it's that type of scab. It's still pretty new. So, tar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva therefore said, okay, you're tar. Ra Talmidav, Mistakim Zavazar, Kiva saw his Talmidim that were there during this whole encounter, and they were looking at each other like, what's going on? And we know that the dam came from her, we know it was a kesem, and now you're saying, oh, because there's a maka, and because the maka, even though it has a scab, but since the scab could come off technically, and Dan will come out. They saw each other. They were looking at each other like, "What's going on?"
Where's the makkah?
In her cell, in her isamakkah.
So you looked at her?
No, he asked her. He asked her.
Okay.
He said, "Do you have a makkah there?" She said, "Yeah, I happen to know that I have a makkah there."
So
maybe it did, but I mean, they saw that. I mean, come on, you know, it's such a crazy tliya that there's a makkah, and the makkah really has a scab on it, and your title that maybe the scab came off and a little bit of dam came out. I mean, that's.
Was she margish?
No, so here there's no hargasha.
But even if she was margish, it could be was from the scab.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, maybe, but that's.
You don't need hargasha.
Right, but Rabban, you're tummy in there. This is just a kesem. A kesem is without hargasha. So. Amr lahem, so Rabbi Kiva said to them, "Ma davar kasha b'nechem? What's so shver? Shalei amru chachanim hadavar lahachmer el lahakol." The chachanim only said the isser of ksamim not to be machmer; they really come in to be mekel. We'll see exactly what this means. The Gemara asked the question: what do you mean they're coming to be machmer? They're coming to be mekel. Obviously, they come in to be machmer because in minaraisa she's going to be tarred gansen because there's no argasha. So, but he says, "Shenamar, how do we know that? Beisha kisia zava dam ye zayva bibsara." This is a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'isha kisiya zava dam ye zayva bibsara." So the first time Shmuel said that you darshan bibsara, comes Rabbi Kiva and he says, "V'isha kisiya zava dam ye zayva bibsara." It should flow. Dam should flow. He says the drasha is dam v'loy kesem. The drasha of dam v'loy kesem. We just started talking about. We're talking about hilchos nida a little bit, and. We're talking about that the midaraisa you need a hargasha. So we brought one pasuk that Shmuel said that this pasuk says that it says Isha ki says Adam Eve is Bivsara. So Shmuel darshan's from Bivsara. And now we're bringing a member from Rabbi Akiva that he darshan's from Dan. Same pasuk, one darshan's from Bivsara, and Rabbi Akiva darshan's from Dan. Okay, Dan b'lai kesem. That's the drasha. So all the achrayim are tumbling, what do we need two psukim for? Shmuel said a beautiful pasuk b'psar, she has to have argasha. And comes Rabbi Kiva and says, no, the way that I know that a kesem is not going to be tami min araisa is because it says dam, dam v'loy kesem. So what do you need two psukim for? Okay? So the achrayim say that you need two psukim for this. Let's say you know that the dam for sure came from her, right? But she didn't have argasha. So what would be in that case? You have any?
Well, that's what happened here. This is her dam.
Yeah, but here there's also a makkah, maybe.
There's a makkah.
Here there's a could come from the makkah. But let's say you know for sure.
Ask if there's no makkah?
Yeah.
That case of karka, that would be considered for sure. That's still circumstantial.
That might be that's considered for sure. That should be considered for sure. So let's say you know for sure that it came from her. You know for sure. She was watching it. She put a tissue right there and she know it came from her.
There's no makkah.
There's no makkah. You know it came from her makar. There's no makkah, there's no makkah.
She's Tahar, but Min HaRabban should be.
So he says, so for that case, if you know the dam for sure came from her, but there's no hargasha, so that's what you need bivsara for. That's what you need bivsara to tell you, no, she has to have hargasha. That's what Shmuel's saying. She checked the karka, she got up, there's only way the dam got there was from her, we know it's from her. So still, since she didn't have argasha, so that's what Shmuel's pasuk coming to tell you, that she has to have argasha. The second pasuk that Achareim say is coming to teach you like this. Let's say she has argasha, but there's a shiloh, maybe it came from somewhere else. She had argasha. She didn't look right away. Maybe she passed through, shuk with shlachtus, whatever. And now you don't know for sure whether the dam came from her, but she had argasha. So in that case, that's what you need dam b'lei kesem. To say that it has to be that you have to know for sure that it's from her. So you know two things. Number one, she has to have argasha. Number two, that even if she has argasha, you have to know that this dam came from her. So that's what you need to psukim for. Okay, the Sidritara has a shayla like this. He says, why do we need argasha? Why do you need argasha in order to metame her midaraisa? Is it the pshat that's exeris akasa? Tyra said, bibsara, that's the dam. Exeris akasa, she has to have argasha. He says, or is the pshat, that maybe the reason is you need argasha is because otherwise you don't know that the dam for sure came from her. You don't know the dam came from her. How do you know the dam came from her? Oh, so this is yet argasha, so that shows that the dam came from her. So is it the pshat that's exeris akasiv, or it's like a raya, it's a simen, that the dam must have come from her, because she had argasha. And now you see dam, so it must be that the dam came from her. So it's like a rye. Is it a rye or is it dam? This way he clears the shayla. He says most
of... let's say you knew for sure.
Came exactly.
Right.
Let's say you know for sure.
So
he, right. So so he says...
Like she saw it flow out of her.
Exactly.
She didn't feel it.
Exactly. So the Sinai Tower says most people go there as exercise kosev.
It's a feeling.
And he's very myrich to say that he brings a raya from Rashi that Rashi holds that it's the other way. That the reason why you need a hargosh mit a raya is because that's a simen, that's a raya that the dam is coming from her, not exercise kosev. Okay? He's very myrich. There's a lot of kashas that he has. It's pages and pages in tiny print in the back of the Shulchan
Aruch. According to him, she could be telling me the Araisa without her Gasha.
Oh, so according to Rashi, he says that, yeah. So Abba Zoya, I just wanted to say that according to Rashi, it's going to be Shver, why you need two Psukim. Right? Both Psukim, we said, one's coming to tell you that if the Dab for sure came from her, but there's no Hargasha, that's not Tamei Min Araisa, because she has to be Margish, Bibsara. And the other one is to tell you that she has Hargasha, but there's still a Suffolk, maybe it came from somewhere else.
The other Pasuk again?
One, it's the same pasuk, just that one drush is from Bivsara,
yeah.
And one drush is from Dam. Dam Beloy Kesem. Okay. So according to Rashi, Lachari, it's going to be Shver, the way the Sidri Tower is learning. There's a lot of kash in the Sidri Tower. A lot of people don't like the Sidri Tower. They say, no, everybody holds this Xeris HaKasim, and therefore this Chakir, the Tupsukim will be very good. I'm just pointing out that according to the Sidri Tower, the way that he learns, according to Rashi, it's going to be a little Shver.
Who's the Sidri Tower?
He's in the back of the Shulchan Aruch.
Who is he, in Akron?
Yeah, he's in Akron.
One of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah, he's in the back of Hilchas Nida.
Okay.
So, we'll leave that for now, that kasha. Just wanted to point it out. So now, the first siman in Hilchas Nida sounds like this. Isha sheyotza dam im kaira. Isha that dam comes out from a makar. Main vine is being barak and tmeya. Vahu shatargish piyitziyasa. She has to feel that it's coming out. Okay. Now, the kasha is like this. At the end of the day, the rabbanim were metame even without hargosha. And once the rabbanim were metame without hargosha, so she's going to be tame. It doesn't matter. Once she's tame, she's tame. And the same rules apply. Right? And the question is, maybe she won't be tummy because you have other coolest that you have by Ksavim, which we'll learn later on. But once she's tummy, she's tummy. So why is the Shulchan Aruch, this is what they ask, why is the Shulchan Aruch saying that she's just trying to say that Isha, that has not come out of her, she's tummy nida, and then she has to wait Zayin Nikiya. He says there, right, she has to love Zayin Nikiya. So why does she have to wait Zayin Nikiya? So why is it the same? Who's shatargish? Who cares if there's argosh or not? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, she's going to be tummy mid rabbanim at least. And once she's tummy, she's going to have to wait zayin nikim just like everybody else. Just as if it's a raisa. Okay, so Teres Shlomim really asks this question. Teres Shlomim is on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Nida. The Teres Shlomim really bavards this kasha. And he says, look, it's pasha, because Mechaber's talking about where it's less than a gris. Okay? So we know, which we're going to get to, that Ksamen, you have to have at least a gris in order to be Tamei Min Rabbanan.
How big is a gris? Like a dime?
So some say a dime, some say a nickel. Some say a penny. So he says that, no, so the Mechaber is talking about a case where it's less than a gris. So since it's talking about where it's less than a gris, it says you have to have Argosha. If she doesn't have Argosha, So less than the gris is going to be tar. And that's what he said. That's mamash what the Mechaber says. He says, afilu le rasel tipas dam kechardel. You know, she only sees one drop of dam, like a chardel, so she still has to wait zayinikim. Yeah? Okay. So now...
So even the Rabbanah should be
mutter. Because in the Rabbanah, you need the size of a gris.
You're talking about for a kesem, but if it's a flow, that's a different thing.
Right. If it's our gosha...
Yeah.
If there's a hargasha there,
then there's no shear.
So then there's no shear. So he says, like, that's what the Mechaber is telling us here. He was questioning, why is it say Behusha Targish? Why is the Mechaber talking about hargasha? Very nice, it's the whole sugya, the Raisa, the Abana Lamaisa at the end of the day. This is halacha. Halacha Lamaisa doesn't matter in the Raisa and the Rabbana. At the end of the day, she's going to be Tamei Min Araisa. It's Tamei Sevi Zayin Nikiyim. And the same halachas are going to apply once she's Tamei. So what's it, so he's saying, what's he saying, Mahusha Targish? So he says, the Mechaber is saying Mahusha Targish because he's talking about a case where it's a tipas dam ticharlo. Yeah, it's even less than a gris. Okay? That's the Teres HaShlomo. Okay? So the they learn from the Teres HaShlomo, he speaks this out, that even if you know it for sure came from her, right? Even if you know it vaday came from her, okay? You knew it for sure came from her, still, it's going to be a Darabanan, right? If there's no Hargasha. Right? Like we said, if there's no Hargasha, it's going to be telling, she's going to be Tahar Midrabanan. Tahar Midaraisa. And therefore, she has to have a Hargasha. Okay, so even if you know for sure, again, you know for sure the Dam came from her, you're watching, it came straight down from her, and only a drop came out, so she's going to be Tahar Midrabanan, and you're going to need a size of a gris in order to be Tahar Midrabanan.
One second, hold on just a minute. I thought the only time you get into the issue of the shear is if it's a kesem. But if you see it coming out from her, it's not a kesem.
So
it's not a kesem.
So we said, we spoke out is that a kesem is anything that comes without a hargasha. Kipshutai. Okay? We're going to get into this in a second. Mamish, just hold on 1 second, okay? Kipshutai, if there's no hargasha, you're tar midaraisa. You're tar. And you're only going to be tabi midarabanan if it's the size of a gris. Okay? That's what the Teres HaShlomim is saying. Teres HaShlomim is saying, if there's no Hargasha, you're out of Daraisas. Okay? Now you're into the Parsha of Derabanan. Derabanan, we know you need the size of a gris. So, yeah. So if, let's say you have a drop of blood come out of her, you know it's for sure from her, but it's less than the size of a gris, but there's no Hargasha. So like the Teres HaShlomim, you're going to be tar. Because you're not Midaraisa Tame because there's no Hargasha. You're not telling me Midrabanan because there's no, it's not the size of a gris. Zok the crazy uplasi, he's chalek on the Teres HaShlomim. He says, no, you're going to be telling me Midrabanan, even less than a gris. Because what's the whole reason of a size of a gris? We're going to get into this later. What's the whole reason? The whole reason is because we're assuming that there could be bugs. There are bugs that go around dying places, and they leave a little splotch of blood. You know, we don't realize it. We sit down on them, and then they're all around. Okay, we have these little bugs.
Nice.
So these little bugs. You know, they call it machilas. Yeah, little bugs. Okay, so little bugs go around dying places. So therefore, if it's not the size of a gris, you can assume that the little bit of dam was a lice or a little bug. Okay, but the Gemara says that oisa makan badekuets a machilas. If it comes, she has no bugs in her. There's no bugs in her. There's only bugs outside in the world. So therefore, if you know the dam came straight from her, there's no tzliya on machleilus. So it's like the crazy. If it's less than a gris, and you know for sure it came from her, hagadna, you're not going to be tami midaraisa, but you're going to be tami midarabana, because there's no tzliya. There's no tzliya that you can say that it's a kina. Okay. So that's Machlokes, the crazy place in the Teres HaShlomim. Okay.
Crazy place is Yonis and Neighborship.
Yeah, Yonis and Neighborship, yeah. So, Lamaisa, the question that they all had, the question that they asked Bisman HaZeh, there's Lachari, most women don't have Hargasha. Okay, so most women do not have Hargasha, Bisman HaZeh. So why? Well,
don't
women
or don't know what they are.
So most, that's a good question. So most Paiskim go that they don't have them. Some Paiskim say like you, that they're having them, but they're not realizing that. Yeah, Bizman HaZeh, so the Paiskim Bizman HaZeh are busy with whether women Bizman HaZeh have a din of Tamei Midaraisa. Okay? Let's say, because women don't have Agashas Bizman HaZeh, right? It was the first thing, you know, we learned this in the Chassid class. Yeah. Most women don't have Agashas, right? So then are all women Tar Midaraisa and everything today is Midrabanan? If everything is Midrabanan, we're going to have a lot of kulas, which we want. We want kulas. You know, is that the halacha? So Rabbi Yashiv says, he has the same thing, but Rabbi Yashiv says that no. And he brings a raya like this. The Gemara says that if you have a katana that's 1 day old, it's shaykh for her to be Tar Midaraisa.
Do you have a what?
A katana.
Yeah.
1 day old. A baby. 1 day old. So the Gemara says it's shayach for her to be tamei midaraisa, right? So frankly, how is it shayach for tamei midaraisa? There's no way she's having agashas. and you said that she's having a goshen, not realizing it. Babies don't feel anything. They don't know what's going on. One day old babies. So Rabbi Yashiv says that it's a raya that the bar's like this. If you know that this is her vest, this is her flow, then she's tummy d'oraisa. She's for sure tummy d'oraisa if you know that this is her flow. Right? There's also things that sometimes if she has argosha and not so much dam comes out, so then if she has argosha, she's going to be tummy d'oraisa. But if you know that she always gets her vest at this time or around this time, and this is her vest, she's having consistent flow for a while, so to be asked, well, that's a bad thing going to be midrash.
Only if it's a vest, only if it's a kavur, or just
anything. No. When I say vest, I just mean period.
So isn't that like what Rashi said earlier?
That what? That
he doesn't use the word bifsara. I mean, that was the whole thing in the beginning. That the hargasha is not really hargasha. It's just that you know that it's her blood. Once you know it's the dam, you don't actually have to have the hargasha.
No, because midrash you need the hargasha kipshutai. You need the hargasha midrash. Just midrabbanan, the crazy was. We're talking about the crazy.
No, you don't need Agasha though.
What?
You just said you don't.
It's like Agasha was just a riot.
Are you talking about
Darabana? Oh, you're talking about in the city of Tara.
Yeah.
So you're saying that according to Rashi, if you know it's Vade Bamagufa.
Right.
So then
according to him, it would also be. Yeah, Chayyur, you're right. Okay. Yeah, it's a good point. They're giving us the Isser, the Tum of Ksamim to be Megal on us. If they didn't give us any Tum, we would be Tar. So what is Rabbi Kiva saying? That they're. So the Gemara, the Testament Aleph says, brings up the Gemara, and asks this question. What do you mean? There's another Brisa that says that the Chachamim only gave us the Tumah Maksamim to be Machmer. So I'm revealing, why lahakal al divrei Taira, and lahakal al divrei Taira. What they mean is that the Chachamim are coming to be Machmer al divrei Taira. Of course, they're giving us the Tumah Maksamim to be Machmer. But once we're in the world of Ksamen, then you can be a lot more maker. That's what Rabbi Kiva means. So Rabbi Kiva is dealing with a kesem. So he's not saying, oh, the whole din of Ksamen is lakula. He means the whole din of the din of Ksamen about is lahachmer. Yeah, the rabbanim being machmer. Just once it's lamaisen, is it derabanan? So once you're in the world of derabanans, you can be maker, which we find here a lot of times that we're maker by midrabanans.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, please?
Yeah, the Gemara, the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva was a little modern. Rabbi Kiva says that the reason why he's able to be matar this lady and say that it really came from the Makkah was because the Chachamim only gave us Ksamim to be Mekel. So the Gemara says, what do you mean the Chachamim gave us Ksamim to be Mekel? Mm-hmm. If they gave us, obviously they're giving Ksamim to be Machmer, otherwise we'd be tar. So the Gemara is saying that no, about the Chachamim giving us Ksamim to be Machmer. they're just the Ksamim themselves are derabanan. So since Ksamim themselves are derabanan, we can be more makel when we're talking about Ksamim. When you're in the parish of Ksamim, we can be more makel, which we are, which we will find. Yeah, that's what Rashi speaks of. Mi Ksamim atzmam derabanan vazlinan bahen lakula v'talinan b'chol midi. We're taila Ksamim in a lot of things. A lot of things. It says b'chol midi, but it means a lot of things. We're tailing someone.
I don't see how that's a kula, though. If you didn't have the...
No, it's not. The Iker Xayr is not a kula. The Isra, the Tumba Ksamim is about a chumra.
It is.
But once you're in the world of Ksamim, you could be very makel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Akiva's saying. I'm in the world of Ksamim, so now that I'm in the world of Ksamim, I can be very makel and say, yeah, I probably came from the Makkah. Okay? So the Drisha has a question like this. Every Kesem, you should have a Sveik Sveika. Every Kesem should be Tar. Because if it's fake sveika, suffik whether the dam came from her or me'alma, right? The whole Indian of Ksamim, really, like I was masber, is that we don't know for sure it came from her because she's in the Maragosha, so we don't know where it came from. Maybe it came from a bug. Maybe it came from other places. Maybe she has. You'll see. There's a lot of things to be titled. There may be a lot of things. Maka, sure. So first of all, you have that suffik. The second suffix is that even if it came from her, who says it came from Isamakim? There's other places in her guf that it can come from. So Frank the Drisha, yeah, she'll always have a Sveik Sveika. And therefore, what's the whole business of Ksamim? Every chasm should be taught. Okay? So there's a few truisms. The Taz, his terrors is like this. He says, no, because once you have once you get out of the Shiloh, right, you have one suffix. Did it come from her or did it come from the Amma? Once you say it came from her, Roiv Dam comes from the Makar. So you can't really have a suffix oh, maybe it came from somewhere else in her body, the dam. You know, we have a lot of dam in our body. No. Most dam, an isomalkum, comes from the makar. So therefore, when I say makar, I mean, you know. So, huh?
Dam nida.
Yeah, it comes from where dam nida is. Uterus. Yeah. So therefore he says that. So that's the tarsis. There's another tarsis, it's very geshmak. The other tarsis is that, what's the first suffix? The first suffix is whether it came migufa or whether it came me'am. What's the second suffix? Whether it came me'oisamakim or not. He says, so then, really, it's all one suffix. Whether it came from the makar or not. You're trying to split it up and say, oh, maybe it came from her or me'am. And even if it came from her, maybe it came from me'oisamakim, and maybe it came from an aliyah. What?
It's all one suffix.
Did it come from her makar or not?
Right.
Yes, that's the same suffix. So that's one of the truths in there. There's a few other truths in that they're more ma'ah, that even they have a tzaykh, they're more machmer, this is like the chum have a right to, whatever. So there's other truths, but I thought I wanted to speak about that one, because that's interesting. Okay, so why were the chachamim geyser ksam? Why are they making life difficult for us?
As we said, they don't feel their gusha.
Right, so why be matama then?
At all.
Yeah, let's everybody be tar. So what's the reason of the gzeir of ksav?
Could it be that there's a chashash that the dam is dam nida, and yet for some reason the woman doesn't feel it?
Right. So min araisa.
So she that's when she is tummy nida araisa. She just didn't feel it.
Min araisa, you're only tummy if you have argosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe she's not sensitive enough to know when she feels it. So that's why we can't rely on argosh.
Ah, very good. That's a good svar. So you really said both svars, I'm going to say, in one sentence. So the Gemara says in the Zayin of the Beis, all the way in the bottom, that this, remember we brought Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Vodka karka oilam, right? She looked at the karka, she sat on it, then she found down there, she's going to be tarmid araisa, because it says, Bibsara achatagish bibsara. All the way in the bottom of the Gemara says, Maida Shmuel, shehid mitana min rabban. Shmuel's Maida, she's going to be tarmid rabban. He's just talking about the rice. Okay, so Rashi says, why is she going to be talmid rabbanan? Why is she going to be talmid rabbanan? So he says exactly what you were saying. Min rabbanan, dilma argasha v'labadaitei. The rabbanan are nervous, is that what? We're only going to be talmid hargashas. So now, maybe she was very busy watching all the kids or running after the kids, and who knows what she was doing. And she had argasha, but she didn't realize it. So she wasn't concentrating, and therefore, really, she is talmid araisa. So the rabbanan are nervous, that, okay, so once you have ksamen, so we're going to be talmid ksamen in order... That because maybe she's really talmid araisa. So that's Rashi's pshat. Taisus goes a different way. Taisus says, "Vaydishmul." He brings Rashi. He says, "Even if you know for sure that she didn't have argasha," Rashi's saying, "Oh, because maybe she had argasha." It's like Taisus, even if you know for sure she didn't have argasha. He says, still we're going to be matana her. Hoyol v'ra'asa dam nidus. And this is what you were saying in the beginning. You said this in the beginning, and then you switched to maybe she had argasha. So maybe she had argasha, is Rashi's chat. Zaktaisa said, even she didn't have argasha. You know for sure she didn't have argasha. She's watching herself carefully. Zaktaisa says, she's still going to be tame. Hoyol v'ra'asa dam nidus. Because since the maisa, what is she seeing? She's seeing dam nidus. This is dam from her period. We know this is dam from her. It's just she didn't have argasha. But then he says, we have to be metamina. You're playing with fire already. You know it's dam, it's coming straight from her. You got to be metamina. Okay, even if you know for sure she wasn't margish.
Okay. She's in line with Rabbi
Yashuv. I want to point out. What?
It's in line with Rabbi Yashuv was saying it.
Yeah. True. Except here, Taisa's talking about the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yashuv was talking more of the Raisa, but again, Rabbi Yashuv, we're talking about, you know for sure. Taisa's not talking about, you know, it's her period. It could be that since you have a bigger stain there, so that's going to be like me talking about Rabban. Rabbi Yashuv, some way, you know it's her period. She's having a flow for a few days. Like, you know what's going on.
Did Rabbi Yashuv had a proof from specifically that was that's the rice?
Just in the Gemara, that said, the Ketan and Basio Yinachod. The Ketan is one day old, the shy for it to be talking about rice. How is it shy for it to be talking about rice? She certainly doesn't have any argoshas.
So the Gemara brings that down.
So yeah, the Gemara brings it down. So he says, Zariah, that it doesn't. You don't have to have Aragosha to be Tameh, as long as you know that this is her Zman that she sees.
Right.
Tamid Daraisa.
That she's Tamid Daraisa according to Rabbi Yashas. Here, if you're talking about, since it's Dam Nidus, because even if it's not her complete period, but it came from her, it's not a Kesem, it's bigger than a Gris, like, it's Dam Nidus. Okay. You know, it's just not her period, maybe.
So that's Darabanan here?
So he says, look, this is Darabanan. Okay, but I want to point out that according to Rashi, Rashi says, what's the whole Sfar of Kesavim? The whole Sfar of Kesavim is that Dilma Argash of Alava Daite. So let's say you know for sure it came from her, but she didn't have Argasha. According to Rashi, can we tell me the Raisa or the Rabban? Well, Rashi says the whole Sfar is a Dilma Argasha.
No, that'd be been the Rabbanan.
Well, let's say you know for sure it came from Rashi is saying the whole reason of the Rabbanan Dilma Argasha. Yes, the whole Sfar is because we're afraid that she was busy, she wasn't concentrating. Let's say she was concentrating. She was concentrating, and but Dam came straight out from her. You know it's for sure from her. And she knows for sure she's in the Margosha. Right?
So I thought he's the one that said it was a Gezeres HaKasim, that it has to be...
So the way that I brought the Sidri Tara. The Sidri Tara says that according to Rashi, Rashi holds that if you know for sure it came from her, the Argosha is because you have to know it for sure came from her. The Argosha is saying it's a riot that it for sure came from her. Because she had Argosha, and then you find out. Obviously it came from her.
But if she doesn't feel...
If she doesn't have Argosha, according to Sidri Tara's learning of Rashi,
still Tommy Darais.
She's going to be Tommy, according to his,
yeah.
What did I just say? I said, according to Rashi, according to Sidri Tara, if you know for sure it came from her,
yeah.
Right, it's Vade Bamagufo.
But she doesn't feel,
so you're going to be Tommy Darais. So you're going to be Tommy. But according to this Rashi, this Rashi is Mashma over here, that if you know it for sure came from her, but she didn't have Argosha, right, she wouldn't even be talking about Rabbana.
This is a steer in the Rashi.
So this is a kasha on Rashi. This is what they ask on Rashi. This is one of the kasha that they ask on Sidri Tara.
Because they're
yeah. So this is a kasha they ask on Rashi. Okay, I just wanted to point that out. All right, so now there's a Ran that says a different reason why some are going to be Tamei, but we'll get to that hopefully soon. Okay, so let's just talk about, you know, Ksamim have a few different kulas, right? Once you're in the world of Ksamim, she doesn't have a gosha, she has a stain, and she means to the rug. So there's a few different kulas that we have for her. Number one, we know, is the size of a gris, which we spoke about. The Gemara that talks about a gris, the Gemara is in Daf Chasma Beis, and basically it's the same, I'm not going to have time to go through the whole Gemara, I was hoping to, but the Gemara basically says that one Ma'adama holds that she has to actually kill a bug. She has to kill a bug. And then she finds a kesem. So then you can be toila that it's the bug that she killed. There's another Ma'adama that holds that no, it does not have to be the bug that she killed. It's even stamazay a bug that since it's shkiach bugs. It's shkiach that bugs will be around. So even though she doesn't know that she killed one, we can assume that anything less than a gris, the bug will be there. And the Gemara says, you know why? She'ein lecha komita umita she'ein ba kama tipei dam achilas. There's no bed in the world that doesn't have a bunch of blood spots. Because there's bugs. There's bugs in the beds. So the Gemara says, Ein lecha komita omita she'ein ba kama tipe dam. There's got to be some drops of blood there. So you find a little dam there. If we don't give you the cool of a gris, the slave's going to be tummy forever. So therefore, we have to say that the size of a gris, because even though those little spots of blood, there's only a very, very small amount, not the size of a gris. Right? Why don't we chayshish that maybe two bugs died right next to each other, and it's bigger than the gris? That's already fine. Each bug goes by themselves. They don't stick together. So that's too much. That much is not shkiyah. Okay. So the Gemara, the kash is like this. This is the hakir that Shlomo really was saying before. You see, it's like this. Is the pshat that because these bugs are shkiyah, so therefore you can be toila in the bugs. Right? You can be toila in the bugs because they're not shkiyah. Because they're shkiyah. So it's a din of tfuyas, which we're going to get later on, right, about tluyas. So is that we can be toila that it was from the bugs, or is it the pshat, is that since there were bugs around, this is we had this problem, when the Rabbana made the gzeira, they never made the gzeira for less than a gris. You hear the chiluk? Is it the pshat that you can be toila that there were bugs, but really the gzeira would be, really the gzeira is on everything, every type of bug, every type of dam, even less than the size of a gris. Just, since there's bugs around, so therefore, you can be Tyla the size of that a bug was there. Or is it the pshat that their abundance never made a gzera for less than a gris? Because of bugs, they never made a gzera for less than a gris. You hear the difference?
What was the first possibility?
The first possibility is that they made a gzeira on all dam. Ksamim is on all dam, no matter how big, how small. Okay? Just since there's bugs around that are dying places at every bed, you can be toila that anything less than a gris is going to be a bug. Or is the pshat that they're abundant because of these bugs problem, their abundant never made the gzeira for a gris, less than a gris. They never made the gzeira. You hear the chiluk?
Well, be nafkamina.
Oh, nafkamina is not as that. That's nafkamina. Someone was saying, there's no bugs now, right? There's no bugs. How can you be tayyib as manazeh? Yeah, so most paiskim, chsam sefer, and most paiskim go, but no, their abundant never made exera. So since their abundant never made exera, less than a gris, so even as manazeh, we don't have to worry about, oh, they're bugs or not bugs, what size are the bugs, but there's none of my domain that holds that no. The whole reason is a tluya, that really there is an alksamim, and as manazeh, since there's not really bugs around, he says that, the way that he brings it is that, the size would be different. In those days, the bugs are much bigger, so that you can be tied to the size of a gris. As well as that, the bugs, any you find maybe a little drop of blood, you know, once in a while on a sheet or whatever. So that'll be from a tiny bug. So that's the only time you have a much smaller shear. You asked me the size of a shear before of a gris, you know, sorry, a penny, a nickel, whatever, a dime, but that's only if you go using the shear as well as the Gemara. And the only time you can use the Zman of the Shidda Gemara is if you say that there was never a Gzeira for less than a Gris. Okay? Let's continue, because we're running out of time. Okay, so then another thing is Davar Shein Makam Otomo. Right? We know that if a Kesem falls on a Davar Shein Makam Otomo, then the lady's going to be tar. Even if it's very big. It's very big, but it's on something that's not Makam Otomo. She's going to be tar.
I'm sorry.
If the kesem falls on something that's not mekabel tumah,
okay, then what?
So then she is going to be tar, even if the kesem is very big.
What do we hear what the kesem falls on?
Oh, so we'll see. Oh, good question. So, but that's the kula that we have, like some. That's the kula is that if it's on something that's not mekabel tumah, that's it's a big shaila whether toilet paper is mekabel tumah or not.
It's not a cube.
It's a big shaila. That's a big shaila whether because if let's say she finds on toilet paper, she can be a big problem. So Dachum Chesem Aleph Taisvis says the reason why we're not going to tell the lady is because simple. So since the beged is not going to be tamei, so we're going to make the beged tahar, but her tamei. That's not fair. The beged's tar because it's not mekabel tumah, so we're going to make her tar. We're going to make her tamei. So Taisvis says not fair. Kibin shadavar shakesem bay tar gam al isha legozer tumah. They never made the gzeira of tumah on her. They never made the gzeira. They never made the gzeira that some is going to metama the isha if it falls in davar shein mekabel tumah, since the thing itself is not going to be tar, and they're not going to be tar. That's the simple understanding. The Ran says,
"That's dafka by kesem."
Dafka by kesem. This is all by kesem. The Ran says that the whole reason that they made the gzeira of kesem, remember I said that what's the reason of kesem? So I said two reasons earlier: Rashi and Taisvis. The Ran says a different reason of Ksamim. You know why they made the Isha Tamei by Ksamim? Is because since the thing that the dam falls on is Tamei, how can we make her Tar? Right? If dam comes out of an Isha and it falls onto something, so even without our Gosha, it's going to be Tamei. It's going to be Tamei Raisa. So how can we make that thing Tamei and her Tar? That thing's Tamei Ben Raisa and she's Tar? So after Abana, she has to be Tamei. Oh, but let's say the thing's not mekabel tumah. It's like the Ran. If the thing's not mekabel tumah, so then the whole point of the gzeira of ksamim is out the window. That's how the Ran learns. So Chavis Das just speaks out that he says, why is the beged tumah? Why is the beged? Why if dam falls on the beged, is it tumah? Well, without our gosha, it's a safek. Where is the safek? Who says that the dam came? Maybe the dam didn't come from her. Maybe it came from something that wouldn't be the talent of the beged. So he said because we go pesafik darais l'chumra, right? So the Chavetz just beefs up this pshat. He says, oh, so if the pshat that the reason why the isha is tameh is like this: when the dam falls on a beged, and we don't know where the dam came from, so we say pesafik darais l'chumra. So once we paskin on that dam pesafik darais l'chumra, so now we transport that psak that it's dam from the isha to her and said, oh, now dam came from you, now you're going to be tamei. But if the thing is not makabel tumah, so we never made a psak on the dam, because we never came into something derais l'chumah, because it's a davar shina makabel tumah. So since we never passed in on the thing, so therefore we can't say that, oh, now we know what the dam is, now she's going to be tamei. So therefore, she's going to be tamei on something that's not makabel tumah.
It's different than the ram.
Yeah, so it's using the same thing. It's using the same idea as Ron. Yes, and that's what I mean. He's beefing up the Ron, like he's okay. And then just two more quick things is that we know the big day tzavainim, right? If something's colored, so if something a kesef falls on something colored, it's going to be also tar. What's the pshat on that? So Rashi says because it's not nicker. The dam is not nicker. It's not something colored. So yes, let's say you know it's dam. Let's say something very light colored, right? So I saw in this Shiri Shevet Alevi. So he says that no, what Rashi doesn't mean to say that you can't tell that it's dam. If you can't tell that it's dam, you're gonna have a problem because I mean, you know it's dam. You know, a lot of times you know it's dam. But what he says that Rashi means to say is not it's not nicker as if it's on white. The kula is not that you can't tell it's dam. You can tell it's dam, but since it's not dam that's as nicker as when it's on white. It's a little bit off, so therefore we're going to be mekel, and therefore that's why even Mizman Hazeh, if you show the rub something that's a very light color blue or you know light color yellow, you know it's dam, he'll be mekel, unless there's a lot of dam there, whatever. It's always have to have shadows, all the
well,
different
we
things.
You should always but, wear colored clothes.
Exactly, you should always wear colored clothes, except during Zayin Nekiyim. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what they tell. They always tell the chassanim. They make sure that they're always wearing colored
sheets also.
Sure, absolutely. Colored sheets also. So, but I mean, you still might have a shiloh if there's a lot of dam. That's what we always tell them. If there's anything more than a little, you know, a few drops, you should show it to the rub because there could be enough dam that that's considered a period. Once it's a period, then you're out of chesed.
If it's a big,
yeah. If it's a much bigger stain, then yeah. Okay, and then the last kula that we have by chesed is tulius, which we really spoke out before, and really most of simin kotzadi. Is dealing with tluyas, all the different tluyas, you can be Taila and Nisha. And okay, I see I'm running out of time, so we'll stop it here.